You're listening to SBS News.
Tragedy has struck in Lisbon, where one of the city's most iconic landmarks has become the scene of devastation. The historic Gloria Funicula Railway, a national monument beloved by tourists and locals alike, derailed, killing 15 people and injuring at least 18 others. The yellow vehicles that are part of the railway system wind through the city's hills and cobbled streets. Emergency crews rushed to the hillside near Avenida da Liberdade just after 6 p.m. local time to find a carriage crushed and lying on its side, with several people trapped inside. Witness testimony and video footage suggests two funiculars were involved. Powered by electric motors, both funiculars are connected to the same cable. As one funicula goes down, its weight simultaneously pulls down to lift the other one up. One funicula fell a short distance at the bottom of a steep incline, causing panicked passengers to jump through its windows. As that happened, the second funicula hurtled down the hill out of control, leaving the tracks and crashing into a building. Both funiculas were packed with passengers. This passenger, visibly shaken, describes what unfolded.
It fell about a meter and a half and made a huge crash. It was packed. We stayed to help, but just as we were going to assist, we saw another tram coming downhill. The only thing we could do was to turn and run toward the avenue. I looked back, and I'm sure at least one person managed to get out. They were on the sidewalk when the tram hit the building.
Commander Alexander Rodriguez with Lisbon's Fire Brigade describes the immediate emergency response.
We were alerted of the derailment of the Santa Justa elevator at 6:08 p.m. We arrived at the scene in 3 minutes, getting there very quickly. The causes of the accident will have to be analysed by the competent authorities.
Tiago Augusto is a doctor with the Portuguese Medical Emergency Service.
Let's start with the total number of injured in this accident, where we highlight five seriously injured who were transported to the hospitals of Santa Maria, São José and São Francisco Xavier. We also have a total of 13 minor injuries, among whom we note a child admitted to Santa Maria Hospital. As for the fatalities, the final number so far is 15.
He says surnames suggest some foreign nationals are among the dead.
I can't confirm this yet. We've obviously identified several foreign surnames, but I can't confirm which nationalities.
Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade tells SBS no Australians were killed or seriously injured in the incident. However, DFAT says it is providing consular assistance to one person without providing any details. Portuguese authorities say the disaster is the worst transport accident in the capital in recent memory. At the scene, locals gathered in shock, among them José Ribeiro.
I came because I saw the news on the internet. A tragedy, evidently. According to reports at the moment, there are 15 dead.
The transport company that operates the funicula, Caris, says it has opened its own investigation, adding that all safety checks and maintenance protocols had been carried out, including daily inspections. Police investigators are examining the site, and the Prosecutor General's office says it's opening a formal investigation. The Gloria Funicula first opened in 1885. Each year, it carries around 3 million passengers, locals and tourists alike, between Restauradores Square and the Bairro Alto, Lisbon's nightlife district. Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, says he's appalled by the terrible accident, while Lisbon's mayor, Carlos Moedas, says the capital is in mourning, adding it was a tragic moment for the city. The Portuguese government has declared a day of national mourning, and Lisbon City has announced 3 days of mourning. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.